PGA Championship, first time ever it's moved up to May. The weather has not been great. It's been brutal down in New York early in the week. Let's head there now and catch up with Jason Sobel, golf analyst with the Action Network. What's happening, Jason?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
What's the vibe down there like? This is the first year the PGA has played at this time of year. Does it kind of put a different spin on it? I kind of, for some reason, it might sound stupid, but it a little more importance, I don't know. It had that last shot of glory always feel to it. What is the different vibe with the players like at this tournament?
I love the place and schedule right now. I think that being in May is going to be a perfect place moving forward, where we have four straight months with major championships, and especially this year, coming off the momentum of Tiger Woods having won the Masters, I think it's sort of a perfect storm for the PGA of America and the PGA Championship this week. So it really does work out pretty well. As far as this week right now, it's just cold. Guys are out here shivering. Guys are out here with wool hats on. It feels like Canada out here. And I grew up about 20 minutes away here on Long Island. This is about as cold as it gets for mid-May. So not the greatest start to what you would think would be a pretty good week on a great course, but it'll get a little bit better by the time Thursday rolls around.
Speaking of Tiger Woods, let's play this clip. He was asked about John Daly riding around in a cart as if he's not a professional golfer. Like, he's won multiple majors. He's going to actually have clubs in his hands playing, but it's all about Daly just cruising around in a cart. And here's what Tiger had to say when he was asked about it today.
As far as JD taking a cart, well, I walked with a broken leg, so.
Is that a shot at him or is that a joke?
Probably a little of both. I think it's a shot at Daly having to take a cart because he has arthritis in his knee, but I don't think he's shying away from Daly either. He likes Daly, so I'm sure he probably went up to John and said the exact same thing when he saw him on the range. The funny thing is, if you ever play Death Age on a non-tournament week, and just whether you sleep in your car or get a tee time late in the day, you can't take a cart. There are no cart paths at Death Age, so I'm not exactly sure where he's driving it, first of all, and it's so wet out here that he's going to be making tire tracks when he's driving the cart out here on the course. So it's going to be a little bit strange to see a cart out here at a major championship.
Well, the New York golf fan is a different breed. I mean, they were ripping Sergio Garcia for re-gripping his golf club too many times. What kind of comments are going to be flying at John Daly wheeling around that golf course in a cart?
I believe it will all be alcohol-related. How come you don't have a cooler on that thing? Hey, can I have a ride? Things like that. So the fact that they like John Daly already, I think probably makes it okay and will make it a lighthearted kind of thing. If you put a guy that people don't necessarily identify with, you throw a Bubba Watson or a Patrick Reed or a Sergio Garcia on a cart, I'm not so sure the fans are going to be that gentle with them.
With Jason Sobel, golf analyst with the Action Network, and this Golf Insiders brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. We started the show with this Brooks Koepka comment from earlier today. Might be the cockiest comment I've ever heard out of an individual athlete, but I want to play it again. We'll get your take on it. This is Brooks Koepka on why he feels so confident at majors.
The easiest way I can break it down is there's, what is there, 140... Was there about 100?
156 in the field.
156 in the field. So you figure at least 80 of them, I'm just going to beat. From there, the other, you figure about half of them won't play well from there. So you're down to about maybe 35. And then from 35, you know, some of them just, you know, pressure is going to get to them. So only leaves you with a few more, and you just got to beat those guys.
So half the field are chops, the other, half of the other half are just going to choke, and then half of the other half just won't play that well. I love this comment.
I love it too. How do the other golfers respond to this? Are they offended? Are they like, wow, this is a cocky move? Maybe we're afraid. If Tiger Woods made this comment in his heyday, I think everyone would just leave the golf course.
Well, right now, they're not beating Brooks Koepka at major championships. He's won three of the last seven that he's played in. He finished runner-up to Tiger at the Masters last month, so there's not a whole lot they can say other than, hey, you're kind of right. And a lot of the guys fade from the pressure. I think that's what, and I wrote a piece on this today on how players peak four times a year. They always say that they want to peak for these 4 weeks, but how do they actually do it? And Koepka is a big part of that story because he's actually kind of figured it out a little bit. And he said, look, I treat these weeks just like every other week, except it's a little more relaxed for me, whereas I think every other player in the field, it's a lot less relaxed, a lot more pressure, a lot more stress. It's a lot more fine-tuning and trying to find your best stuff before you tee it off, whereas Brooks comes in and just kind of goes about his business and, you know, relaxes and keeps it pretty mellow. And I think sort of maintaining that type of relaxed strategy for him is certainly working. And I don't know that any other players can criticize him for being cocky and confident when he seems to win a whole lot of these lately.
Jason, what do you think being at that golf course, seeing the conditions, before we let you go, what kind of number do you see being posted to win this golf tournament or something ballpark?
Really tough for me to say. The last few events have been held here, even with different par on the golf course, it's always been somewhere in the 274 to 276 range. That would only be 4 to 6 under this week, playing as a par 70. I would think usually a PGA championship is a little lower than that, but this course can be really tough. So I would think somewhere in that range, maybe 6 to 8 just to be a little bit safer, but probably not into double digits this week.
Enjoy it this weekend, Jason. Really appreciate you finding some time for us.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
There's Jason Sobel, golf analyst with the Action Network, and this Golf Insider is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Spring for Subaru with symmetrical, full-time, all-wheel drive. Visit your local Ontario Subaru dealer for great rates on 2019 models.